What if my transplant doesn't work? Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Unfortunately, some stem cell transplants don't work at all, or don't work as well as they should. Here, we explain the options available if things don't go as planned following your stem cell transplant and recovery. Why would a stem cell transplant not work? A stem cell transplant might not work for a number of reasons. For example, if your body hasn't accepted your donor's cells, if your original blood cancer or blood disorder has come back, or if you experience other complications, like graft versus host disease, GVHD. Your medical team will monitor you closely to address any problems as soon as they notice them. If your stem cell transplant hasn't worked, your medical team can usually offer other treatments to help. This will certainly feel tough, but your team will talk you through your options at every step. We'll explore the details of some reasons why a stem cell transplant might not work at all or not work as well as expected.
In terms of the transplant itself, it was very successful. I was 100% donor, which was the most important thing they were looking for. The day we got that news was a good day, because that's the big worry, isn't it? What if it doesn't work?
Dan, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. Reason 1. Graft failure. If your transplant does not work at all from the offset, this is known as graft failure. This means when either of the following things happen, your new immune system will stop developing. Right after your transplant, your own immune cells might attack your donor's cells because they see them as different. The other option is that your donor's cells don't develop and grow properly because there was a problem with engraftment. Engraftment is when the new cells attach to your bone marrow and start to produce white blood cells to form your new immune system. After your treatment, your team will monitor your chimerism levels, which means looking at the ratio of mixed stem cells from yourself and your donor. This measures how well your donor's cells have engrafted, or in other words, how many blood cells your donor's stem cells are producing. If they notice a large drop in your chimerism level, this could be a sign of graft failure. You may need to have a donor lymphocyte infusion, DLI, or another type of treatment. Reason 2. Relapse after your stem cell transplant. Your transplant might appear to work for a period of time before the same blood cancer or blood disorder then returns. This is known as relapse. You're at the highest risk of relapse in the early stages after transplant, but this reduces after about 2 years. It's much more unusual to relapse from 5 years onwards, but it's not impossible. Your medical team will look for signs of relapse at your checkups. They will do this by testing your bone marrow, where they either take and analyse a sample or scan your body with a CT PET scan. It's good to note any new symptoms or changes to your body. You should tell your medical team as soon as possible so they can check what's going on. Reason 3. GVHD and other infections. Like in relapse, your stem cell transplant might initially appear successful, only to be affected by a new infection or GVHD. For more information on what this means, visit antonynolan.org/GVHD. While your immune system is developing, you'll be very vulnerable to getting infections and diseases that can damage or weaken it. If this happens, your medical team might find that your new immune system is not strong enough to protect you from infections and diseases in the future. If your transplant wasn't successful in this way, your medical team might need to offer another treatment.
I actually relapsed a few months later in April. I had CAR-T and that worked. I'm all well again.
Sophie, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. What are my treatment options if my transplant hasn't worked? If your transplant hasn't worked, your medical team will discuss all available options with you. This chapter covers the most common treatment options. Their recommendations will take lots of things into account, including the type of transplant you had, your original condition, age, general health, and how well your body coped with your first transplant. You will also have a say in your treatment. Your team can answer any questions, so you're clear about any potential risks and benefits. Some of the most common treatment options include the following. Chemotherapy. You might get chemotherapy to remove the cells causing the blood cancer or blood disorder to return. Doctors often provide chemotherapy alongside other treatments like DLI or as conditioning therapy before a second transplant. At this stage, you're probably familiar with the risks and side effects of chemotherapy. Either way, you'll still need to consider these again before making a decision on treatment. Donor lymphocyte infusion, DLI. A DLI is sometimes an option for people who have relapsed. A DLI aims to achieve a graft versus leukemia, GVL, effect, which means the donor cells start attacking the cancer cells. If you've had a mixed chimerism, you might have already heard about or had a DLI. However, there are two main differences in the case of an unsuccessful transplant. Firstly, if you've relapsed, you might have a DLI at the same time as chemotherapy. This will give the DLI a better chance of success. Secondly, you might get more stem cells in your DLI. This will give it a better chance of succeeding, but also increases the risk of GVHD. As GVL often happens with GVHD, you'll be at a greater risk of developing GVHD after having a DLI. Your medical team will help you decide if a DLI is a good option for you. For more information, visit anthonynolan.org/DLI. Second transplant. If you've had graft failure or rejection, or for some people who have relapsed, your medical team might offer a second stem cell transplant. In some cases, you might use the same donor as your first transplant, but have the transplant with different chemotherapy drugs. Unfortunately, a second transplant isn't a suitable option for everyone. Clinical trials. Clinical trials are a type of study that allow medical researchers to thoroughly test new types of treatments on people. Trials are based on participating hospitals throughout the UK, but will only select certain patients based on their condition and previous treatments. Your medical team will be able to talk through any suitable trials that might come up. For more information, visit cancerresearchuk.org/clinical trials. What is palliative care? Some people may not be able to have further treatment for their condition. Either the risk is too high, or they might choose to stop having treatment. Even when this is the case, lots of things will be available to support you in this final stage. This is what we call palliative care. Palliative care aims to relieve pain and other symptoms. It's a key part of end-of-life care that can provide you with emotional, physical, practical, and spiritual support to help come to terms with facing death. Whether you make the choice to stop treatment, or someone makes the choice for you, this will feel extremely difficult. It's important that you know all your options. You have had time to think these options through, and have spoken to your medical team, family, and friends. You can get palliative care at any point. It's not just for people in the final stages of life. Some people have palliative care to help with pain for many months or years. You can receive this care in different locations, depending on your situation. Some people get it in hospital, others in a hospice, or even in your own home. During the palliative phase of your care, you may still receive transfusions, antibiotics, and medication to help deal with any symptoms. It aims to make you feel as comfortable as possible. Getting support for how you feel. It's natural to feel worried, angry, or deeply sad when having further treatment or facing the choice to stop your treatment. All the feelings you experienced at the time of your first transplant may come back, perhaps even stronger than before. During this time, it's important to get support for yourself and the people close to you. Sometimes, you might want to talk about a problem with somebody who isn't a close friend or family member. You can always try out a few options until you find someone you feel comfortable with. This could include members of your medical team, religious figures, people at charities like Maggie's, Macmillan or the Samaritans, or the Anthony Nolan Patient Services team. This experience can really affect your mental health and well-being. For more information, tips and advice, you can visit anthonynolan.org/mentalhealth.